And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's fantastic, phenomenal, always fun, usually somewhat fascinating Friday as we head into the weekend. Not being afraid, even if the earth gives way or the mountains fall into the seas, because our help comes from the Lord. First, it's Friday. Yay! It's time for our Dr. Dave's Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDDDs. We begin with a concept that is significant to the world, but not to God. What? The entire self-help industry is predicated on self-discovery. Kind of talking about that in the last 30 minutes. After all, you're entitled. You're a good person. You deserve recognition for all your commendable deeds. However, if you're a Christian, you understand that you deserve nothing and that your life is hidden in Christ. So if you believe you should be finding yourself, I got a message for you as a Christian. You don't fully comprehend Jesus. What? That's mean. Next, we dive into the profound theological teaching called the missing clause. That's right, the missing clause. Time and again, academia, Hollywood, and the media asserts that we're not permitted to judge anyone because that's what Jesus said. Ironically, that's not what Jesus said. They continually proclaim this as an absolute truth, but they consistently overlook the context. So akin to the movie Santa Claus, we will be examining the missing clause. Get it? And finally, in our DNA review, we often discuss the importance of drawing closer to the Lord and being ready to serve. However, I want to emphasize the importance of not being ashamed of Jesus or his words. If any of us are ashamed of the word that is written to us from the Father through the Son and by the Spirit, then indeed the Lord will be ashamed of us. That is not something we can afford, especially as we approach eternity.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience. Local, national, and heavenly talk is what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events, personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanity is a noise, so much more. Hey, remember this. It's not professional radio.
I'm sorry, I'm laughing. That's just too funny. Professional radio.
Anyway, here's the bottom line. The bottom line is we're asking you what you think. You can email us, david@hemustincrease.org. That's david@hemustincrease.org. You can text us, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can call us at 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. Now, when you call 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. Talking to Jammin' Jacob is like heading into the weekend.
Hey, happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
That rhymed, kind of.
It's gonna be a little more busy for me, I think, this weekend than norm, I think, will be the case. But, you know, we're going to make a show of it. We're going to make a go of it. We're going to have some fun doing that. We always do. Well, see, that's the thing for Noel and I. It's a little different. We can hang out 24/7. I mean, this is the weirdest thing. We've done a business together and next to each other the entire time. I don't care. We just like each other. It makes it easy. So we'll just hang out in the car. When things get really weird, we'll start making jokes about Bert.
That's a loving dad, isn't it?
How is Bert doing? Is he still opening doors by himself?
So last night, since you brought it up, I didn't bring it up, did I? You brought it up. So last night,
I brought it up.
I had to get up, and about 1:30, just for a couple of seconds, I got back into bed, right? And I lay down, and Bert has moved from the bottom of the bed, right? Because he'll sleep at the bottom of the bed, like kind of at her feet. He's moved up where his head is by the pillow, and he's flipped around. So when I sit down, both his legs and his head are underneath my back and my lower part and my legs. And I'm like, move, move. And the dog is not moving. Like, so I had to sleep. A little, it's just.
Yeah, but my dog Cookie, so many times, you get the bed ready, you're about to be heading to bed. Oh, let me go grab a drink. And then you come back, just laying right in the middle of the bed, just spread out in the middle of the bed. Like, yeah, I definitely made this bed for you. Yeah.
It's just, I'm just going to move on now. Don't want to go down that road. Here is what we do want to make sure you know, that if you want to reach out to us, if you want to email us, that's right, I talk about my dog. If you want to email us, if you want to, in fact, text us, if you're in San Diego, if you're in Denver, if you're in Dallas, if you're in Detroit, you can call us at 972-445-0770. You can text us at 214-210-8483, or you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. It could be for a prayer request. It can be for a praise report. It could be you just sharing the Lord is doing this in your life, or you just want trying to get some clarity on something. We are going to be praying. We're going to be praying for Shell. Has somebody who's connected in his life that is like right now having surgery. So we're going to go into prayer for that person. Plus, we're also going to pray for Noah, who's having some skin rash issues and just really getting tired and weary. So we are going to open up with prayer for the two. And if there's anything you need prayer for, anything along those lines, don't hesitate. And then after this, we'll do our trivia and set up the rest of the show. So let's pray for these two. These are two people, two brothers in the Lord, and we want to make sure that we ask the Lord and petition on their behalf and join their struggle by praying to the Lord for them and with them. So let's pray. Father, we come before you right now, and Lord, I just thank you. I thank you for Daryl. I thank you for the call earlier. Just a blessing. And I just pray that you would pour yourself out on this audience in a way that they can all draw closer to you. You command us in your word, draw close to the Lord, and he will draw close to you. Help all of us be on that journey of drawing closer. There's not one of us that has enough of you. Not one. Not on this earth. And so, Lord, we just thank you for that. We lift up Shell to you, this person that's connected, having the surgery, the hole in her heart. We just ask you, Lord, for mercy and grace, because these are tough situations that are beyond our capacity, but not beyond yours. So we ask you for healing power, and in the midst of the surgery, wisdom for the doctors, and grace, and a good outcome. And we lift up our brother Noah to you, who's, Lord, he's strained, he's stressed, he's been going through a lot. And sometimes when you go through a lot, it gets discouraging, and when it's time after time after time, and not enough fellowship to keep you going. So we ask you to bring him fellowship, we ask you to bless him and his wife, we ask you to bless him in his situation and bring healing to him, and we ask you to break the power of the stress that's in his heart and mind, because it's hurting him. We ask for your grace for him. And we ask you to heal him. He's my friend, Lord. I ask you to heal my friend. Help him. We lift him up in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Okay. And that's all you got to do. You don't have to sit there and spend 5 hours praying before the Lord going, oh, you know. You don't have to do that. You can just mention before the Lord, people before the Lord. That's Paul what said. He said, I mentioned you before the Lord. That's an important part. So we are going to do hopefully history, hopefully some jokes. We do have our Bible trivia. Get ready for it. Should be pretty easy for most people. I'm going to remind you, when you answer a Bible trivia, just answer the Bible trivia, because some questions build on other questions. Just be aware of that. Here's your trivia question. Who is the sister of Moses? What was her name? What was the sister of Mo? What was her name? That is the question. First Chronicles 6:3 is a I don't know why I have to use First Chronicles 6:3. Just use Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, or Deuteronomy. Any of those. Your only hint is, if you ever saw Men in Tights, she would be the lead female character. That's all I'm going to do. That's the only hint I'm giving you. If you saw Men in Tights, the Mel Brooks movie. That's right, Mel Brooks, Jewish Mel Brooks, right? Okay, great. If you think you know the answer, you can reach out to us, 972-445-0770. Mo's sister. You know, so text 214-210-8483. And additionally, you can send an email to david@hemusincrease.org.
See, I did not know that was a movie, so I was a little bit confused.
There you go. It's a Mel Brooks movie, Men in Tights. Just, I'm not going to tell anybody to watch it, but if you watched it, lead role for the female. people, you owe me. That's all I'm going to say. People are like going, all right. I got it now. All right. In the meantime, we're going to do our DNA. D stands for draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
That means every day. And that means separated time. And that means don't give me your excuses. At this point, after going through 26 years, spending an hour a day with the Lord every day for 26 years, I don't want to hear it. You can do it. If you need to get 15 minutes less sleep, get it. If you need to get up 15 minutes earlier, do it. Just spend time with the Lord. Every answer you're ever looking for in your entire existence as a being is in more of the Lord, period. Since he is the creator and the resource and the source of everything. Draw closer to the Lord daily. Daily. That's why Jesus said, give us today our daily bread. That's how you're supposed to pray. Draw closer to the Lord daily. D, N, never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. I'm going to be doing a teaching on this in a little bit. Never, 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 never. When? Never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. Well, what about when the world makes fun of it? Who cares? I mean, I'm just telling you, right? I'm trying to say this, and then I'm trying to be really honest about this, but be careful about this. There are people that are happy they're going to hell. Awesome. Just don't take so many people with you, please. That's it. Never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. Luke 9:26. And then A, always be ready.
To serve.
You and me and everybody else got to follow Jesus. What did Jesus come to do? He came to serve, not to be served. If the Messiah, the Son of God, the redemption, the Lamb, the Lion came to serve, and we are supposed to follow him, then in this case, 1 + 1 = 2. Just that straightforward. So D, draw closer to the Lord daily. N, never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. A, always be ready to serve. There you go. Your trivia question, once again, I just want to make sure you guys know this. What is the sister of Moses? What was her name? Now, the book gives me an answer in Chronicles, which I think is weird. So I'm going to look it up because I don't know why they're giving me a Chronicles answer when there should be an Exodus and Leviticus and a Numbers answer. It just seems kind of bizarre to me that they'd be going 1 Chronicles 6:3, but, you know, sometimes it makes it a little easier. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a good reference to 1 Chronicles 6:3. I got to take my hat off to that reference. 1 Chronicles 6:3 is a valid reference point. Okay? All right. I think we might have somebody that may want to answer the trivia question. Is that correct? Well, then let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Well, hi, Dr. David. There are three of us here.
There are
Joyanne.
It's Joyanne and Cordelia and who else?
Yes, Elizabeth, our younger sister.
Hi, Elizabeth.
This is a trivia question.
Wow. Hi, Elizabeth. Oh, that's super.
Hi. And I know Marty gets too. But anyway, the trivia question is Miriam.
That is correct, Amanda. You are right. Absolutely right.
I also keep the Passover with my husband, John.
Aww.
We're going back to Well, please pray that for our travels, because I've been helping my sister move, and we're headed back to Georgetown now.
Oh, all right. Hey, let me pray. When are you going back?
Today. We're traveling back today right now.
Okay. Let me pray over you. Let me pray for traveling mercies. That's part of what Nehemiah prayed for. Let's pray that very thing. Let's do it.
Yes.
Father, okay. We come before you right now, and Lord, in your word, clearly spelled out, not just for the children of Israel, but for different people at different times going to different locations, you make it clear that people have petitioned you for traveling mercies to make the journey simple, to make the journey safe. That's exactly what we're praying for, that you would manifest that to take place so that their journey home or their journey back can be simplified, not complex, no problems, protection from the angels, watching over on the road, being careful, being aware, being what's taking place wherever they're going. Protect them and put a hedge about them and let it all be well. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, David. Well, God bless you.
Lord bless you
all. We all think you're our love, Dr. David. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you. God bless you guys.
Thank you. We'll keep listening. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bless you. Bye-bye. Shalom.
All right. That was great. Great call. Great job. I do want to say, for those that didn't get it, see, in the movie, see where we're going with this now? In the movie. Hello. In the movie. From Mel Brooks, Men in Tights. It was Maid Miriam. She was the lead role. See? Miriam. Okay, anyway. All right, we're going to take our break, because if not, it could get weird. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere. Can't stand the
skill. Can't stand the... Since the dawn of the internet, people have been looking for a website they can be proud of without costing an arm or a leg. People want a quality website to promote their ministry, business, hobby, or passion. Introducing Cowpunch Sites. Cowpunch Sites can help you create and maintain a quality website. From design to security, Cowpunch does it all. Cowpunch is a family-owned and operated business, taking a fresh approach to business. Lots of clients at lower prices. Make mom happy.
The most significant benefit of working with Cowpunch Sites is that you work with real people, not cheesy templates. No outsourcing. It's $57 a month, and there's no setup fee and no cancellation fees. When you go to cowpunchsites.com/dad, that's cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's me. Oh, did I mention that it's $57 a month? Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no bull.
Dave, this is a nice radio station.
Oops, sorry. That's Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no baloney. There, that's better. Cowpunchsites.com/dad.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
This is Ray Bentley.
Ray Bentley, the man, the myth, the legend. On the show.
I'm going to say that about you.
It has been 4 years and 6 months and 29 days since you've been live on the David Spoon Experience.
Oh, man, finally. I'm sliding in under the tag home safe.
You are finally safe. Okay. And so I'll tell the entire audience real simple. After this interview, you can either blame Ray or you can bless Ray, because it was his fault a year and a half ago on February 12th when he called me and said, you should be back on the radio.
You just point
to that guy. Okay. All right. First of all, Ray, I want to ask you a really important question to start everything off with. The time is yours. You determine how much time you've got. It's totally up to you. But I do want to just ask you this quick question. How you doing?
You know what? I am doing good. I'm doing great. I think these are exciting times. I feel like we're in an acceleration of things happening, of God moving, of kind of things that we thought about and imagined prophetically what it would look like. And it's like happening so much so fast with such acceleration. I'm like, I can't hardly keep up with it all. It's a great hour to look up and to encourage one another. You know, I do realize there's lots of challenges, and these are trying times, but out of the worst of times come the best of times.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Get ready for your next trivia question. Here we go. Remember, they get a little harder. This one's really not that hard, but they get a little harder, but this one's really not that hard. Who found Moses and adopted him in the Nile River? Who was it? Who was it? Exodus chapter 2, verse 5 through 10. Who found little Mo floating around in his little, Momo boat. See, it's like a motorboat, only it was a Momo boat. See, that's funny, right? Okay. Anyhow, who found Mo in his Mo boat? Almost like a rowboat. In the Nile River. Who was it that also adopted him? That's your question. Exodus chapter 2, verse 5 through 10. That's your reference. If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can send an email, David@hemustincrease.org. There you go. So all the texts are coming in. That's really cool. We are, in fact, going to do a teaching. I think that's kind of a good idea. Well, we've already done some jokes. I'm not sure we'll get to jokes. We'll probably get to history and a few other things. Make sure you're praying for people. Remember, Jesus used the illustration on the Good Samaritan, how the person who was wounded, the Good Samaritan, that person came into the Good Samaritan's life, and the Good Samaritan came into their life and then ended up taking care of their neighbor. That's who it is. People that God brings into your life is your neighbor. And the truth is, even on a radio show like this, as goofy as it is, you'll hear people. You'll hear what's going on. We heard from John yesterday. Phenomenal. We've heard new people calling in. We've had Matt call in and Daryl call in. And, you know, we've had Deborah Gale call in. We had all just wonderful people calling all the time on our show. And we just said they're great people. And we have our faithful brother, little brother calls in. And we love that. All right? We love it. But when you're listening and you, if something tugs at your heart, that's the Lord going, hey, pray for that person. Make that a part of this. That's a really essential element in the walk, okay? Somebody is ready to answer the trivia question? Well, then let's send them on through. Knock, knock, this is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Brother Roger again.
Hello, Brother Roger again. How are you?
I was just trying to make everybody's day by calling in today.
Great line right there. That is radio gold right there, folks. He is calling in to make everybody's day. That's just so good, Robert. That's good.
What I'm doing to make everybody's day is I'm going to have everybody count their blessings, name them one by one, count their many blessings for what the Lord has done. And the joy of the Lord is my strength. And today is a day I shall rejoice and be glad in the Lord.
Amen. Amen. That's exactly right. Not enough people count their blessings. They just look for the next one. They don't count
right.
them. So when you count, you're like, hey, look what happened here. Look what happened here. That's what memorials are all about, especially in the Old Testament. Very, very good,
right, brother.
All right, let's set up on the triv question, and then we'll go from there, all right? You ready?
Right.
All right, here we go. Who found Mo in his Mo boat and adopted him? Who was that? Exodus 2, 5 through 10. Who was it?
I think it was Pharaoh's daughter.
That is correct, Amundo! It was Pharaoh's daughter. So for people who are like, well, was it his wife? No, it was his daughter. It was his daughter.
Right.
And it wasn't the good. It was his daughter. And that's who it is. And if you're going to get adapted, in those kind of scenarios and in that time, that's probably pretty good
leg up there.
Yeah, me and my wife just watched the old Exodus movie.
Yeah, exactly.
The other day on TV.
There you go. That's good. Great job there. Great, great job. The reference point, by the way, Exodus 2, 5 through 10, for those that need to double check.
Oh, no, it was called the Ten Commandments. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. The Charlton Heston one?
Charlton Heston.
Yeah. Yes. This is great. That's a great movie. Anyway, that's a very good word you gave. You get a really good word about counting your blessings, because I don't think enough people take the time. But I think they count their money, but don't necessarily count their blessings. That's...
Well, if you're counting on money, money's going to go through your fingers.
Exactly.
So you're just going to keep counting, and it's just going to keep going through your fingers.
There you go.
You know, and if you try to keep money, then it don't do any good. So you got to keep passing it on.
That's right. Exactly right. It's, in fact, we talked about this last week, in the sharing of the bread with the 5,000 is when the miracle took
place.
There
you go.
That's the key. That's it right there.
And like I said before, and when I was growing up, it was a hippie time, and I said that we called money bread. Give me some bread, man.
Yep. Excellent job there, brother. Very good.
I'm old school, you know. I got saved right around the same time you did, but I'm 10 years older than you, probably. 10 years older.
That probably means you're much wiser than I was when I got saved. That was a little bit of a wildfire.
Well, no, your story is just gentleness. I could wrap your story around mine and make three stories. You know, God had delivered me from, I could really tell you. But I try not to talk too much about them times, because I glory in what He has done for me. After Jesus found me, and then I accepted Him after He found me. So, I mean, I just try not to dwell too much. The only reason I would talk about my old life is for a testimony.
Yep.
That what I had came out of and what God had delivered me from, you know, drugs, alcohol, crowding around, all that stuff. That's the only reason I would talk about it. It's not the waller and that's mire. That's the miry clay. I don't want to be in that miry clay. I want to be on the rock to stay.
Amen. Amen. Good word. Good word, Brother Roger. Very good job.
Yeah, and you're doing a fantastic job, Brother David, and I just really think that you can go through all things through Christ who strengthens you. You can
Amen.
Go through them.
That's
and
right.
When you get to the tough times, He's even going to give you more strength.
Amen.
And you just keep praying and believing and trusting. You know, faith without a fight isn't a real victory. You got to fight for, you got to contend for the faith. Fight the good fight of faith. You know, you got to fight for it. You can't just lay back in your easy chair and not do anything, but fight for it and keep fighting for it and keep trusting. That's the main thing, keep trusting. And gain relationship. The more you gain relationship, the better you'll feel about yourself. You know, don't count on what you do, right or wrong. You know, because if you count on what you do, right or wrong, you're counting on the wrong thing. Because what we do right isn't that great. What we do wrong is wrong. And we just have to admit that we're wrong when we're wrong. And then just know that when we do something right, hey, it's not because of me. It's because of God. He's empowering me to do the right thing.
Yep, that's right. That's it, brother. Excellent job, my brother. Thank you for that phone call, and thank you for that word.
Yeah, well, I just thought I'd make your day today.
You did a good job.
In God's name, Jesus' name.
Amen.
We all have to be, we all have to keep the joy of the Lord in our heart.
You got it.
And God bless you. Keep the show going.
Yes, sir.
All right, God bless. Bye.
Bye-bye. Don't you love Roger? He's just got that good grit, solid. You know, he's really right on that. Some people are just so, you get into the fight and they're like, ugh. It's like, dude, there's a reason that we're supposed to put on the armor. I just like to point that out, that it is a war. Okay, in case you forgot, it's a war. All right, we're going to take a break, then we're going to come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere. When confronted by the unimaginable, look at how some of the Bible heroes responded. Abraham's wife, Sarah, laughed when the Lord promised her a son in old age. Why did Sarah laugh? Is anything too hard for the Lord? The Lord answered. That's Genesis 18:13. Zechariah, priest in the temple, asked, "How can I be sure of this?" to Gabriel. "I am Gabriel," the angel answered. "I stand in the presence of God and have been sent to speak to you and tell you this good news." Luke, this is out of Luke 1:19. In other words, God was saying, God can do this. Mary exclaimed, "How are you going to do this?" when Gabriel brought her that great news of her son that she would bear. The angel assured her, "Nothing, with God, nothing will be impossible." Luke 1:37. The disciples questioned Jesus, and he answered them, "With men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible." Matthew 19:26. The Lord reminded the prophet Jeremiah, "Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is anything too hard for me?" Jeremiah 32:27. If God be for us, who can be against us? Romans 8:31. Praise to him who is able. Listen, this is Ephesians 3:20. Praise to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Finally, when life just seems impossible, we can memorize and believe and agree with the Apostle Paul's conclusion of all his personal struggles. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, which is in Philippians 4:13. Darkness comes. This is from John Piper, this next statement. Darkness comes. In the middle of it, the future looks blank. But with God, nothing is impossible. He has more ropes and ladders and tunnels out of pits that you can ever conceive of. So wait and pray without ceasing and hope. I think that this kind of thought process, it's not name it and claim it, it's just believing that God is the God that can do anything, is applicable for his kids to operate in when their situation seems impossible, that we deal in the truth of the possible that God brings. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Getting ready for your next trivia question, a tougher one, Genesis 25:8 through 10. Where was Abraham buried? Was it in the ocean? Was it in the mountains? Or was it in a cave? Genesis 25:8 through 10. Where was Abraham buried? In the ocean? In a mountain? Or in the cave? That is the question. In the meantime, we're going to tell you how to get in touch with us, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. As well, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. I'm going to direct you to the website, because on the website is, ready for this? Cool stuff. Like the cool stuff. Our scripture, by the way, for the website, Deuteronomy 15:10. This is for those that want to donate. Give generously to the needy and do not let your heart be grieved when you do so. And because of this, the Lord your God will bless you in all your work and in everything to which you put your hand. Never, ever give to any ministry, ours included, because you feel like you have to. It's a drudgery kind of thing, or you're being, it's a compulsion. Forget that. Wrong. Give to God with a cheerful heart. I'm going to say it right now. I don't care what people say. I know this is absolute truth. Not all money is good money. Make sure it's blessed, and make sure you're doing it unto the Lord. And if you don't give it here, just give it somewhere. Be a giver. That's your key. Check everything out that we're talking about on the website, hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
Hemustincrease.org.
Praise report?
Hemustincrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
Hemustincrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
Hemustincrease.org.
Hemustincrease.org.
What's the matter, Colonel Sanders? Chicken?
See, that's another Mel Brooks movie. You see, what's the matter, Colonel Sanders? Are you chicken? That's funny. All right, somebody is on the line. We're going to move this along swiftly so that we can keep things going. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is your brother from your other mother.
Hey, what's going on, bro?
Hey, good. Shabbat shalom, brother.
Shabbat shalom. Let's go right to the triv, my friend. I got to get into some of these teachings, and I haven't had a chance to do that yet. So let me go right to it. Here it is. Abraham, was he buried in the ocean, in a mountain, or in a cave?
I think because Elijah was in a cave hiding, so I will go with a cave.
That is correct, Amanda! Excellente job. Genesis 25:8 through 10 is your reference point. In the cave, that is the answer. So, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good. I'm glad you sound good. So, I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, it's a Shabbat evening, so we're going to enjoy the Shabbat.
Good for you, man. Good for you. And I'm blessed that you're sounding good. That's a blessing for me to hear.
Thank you.
See that? That's very good. You're still praying for everybody, right?
Yes. Yeah, that's not going to stop.
All right, that's what we're counting on. Everybody's going to be praying for you, too, for your teeth, for your daughter, for your situations, for your brother, everything that's going on so that you can have a warm walk with the Lord. That's what I would say.
Hey, I have a quick question. Is Jesus coming on Monday?
Is Jesus coming on Monday? You mean because it's the 8th?
Eclipse?
Yeah, no. You know what? I should say, I hope so. Let me say that.
Oh, okay. Well,
I hope
I'm
so.
I'm saying it because right in front of me, another car, it said Jesus is coming soon. So
yeah.
Well,
I know, but soon would be like after this phone call is over. All right. That's well.
Okay. Well, I'm ready.
I'm ready. Let's go, Lord. All right. All right, brother. Love you.
Thank you. And Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom. God bless, bro.
God bless. Bye-bye.
All right. All right. All right, let's get two things I want to teach. This one I'm going to teach where it's not going to do history or the jokes or anything like that. Listen to this, Matthew chapter 7, verse 15. This is called the missing clause, right? You heard of Santa Claus, the movie. This is called the missing clause. Here's what Jesus said. Do not judge so that you will not be judged. Stop. That's all the world ever says right there. Oh, that's what he says. That's it. That's called out of context. When you read the scripture, you have to know what happens prior. You have to know what happens after. You include it all, not some of it, not pick and choose. It's not a cafeteria. Somebody called somebody in the government a cafeteria Christian because they pick and choose what they want. It's like, you can't do that. That just proves that they're not. Matthew 7, 1 through 5, do not judge so you will not be judged, for in the way you judge, you will be judged, and by your standard of measure, it will be used to you. Why do you look at the speck that's in your brother's eye, but not notice the log that's in your own? Or how can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye, and behold, the log is in your own eye, you hypocrite? Listen now. First, take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye. Okay. And so because they don't, you know, people that try to quote part of this know none of this. They don't know Jesus from a hole in the ground or from a brown paper bag, which is a reference to Firesign Theater, if you don't know what that is. Here's what it is. If you're going to judge, you're going to be judged by the same standard. So let me just say this, because people don't even ever say this, ever. If I judge with mercy, honesty, and truth, then that should be fine. What? Verse 5 is the entire premise of what Jesus is talking about. He goes, you hypocrite. He's dropping a name. No name calling. Tell that to Jesus. He says, clear. It's clear. Jesus states he's referencing hypocritical judging. Please, as often as we say, you know, you got to consult all the scriptures. How many other scriptures that talk about this? Luke 12, 57. And why? This is Jesus. And why do you not even on your own initiative judge what is right? That's what Jesus said. John 7, 24, another thing Jesus said, do not judge according to appearance, but judge with righteous judgment. So what do we mean that there's a missing clause? The missing clause is when Jesus said, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye. You see what they do? They say, oh, don't judge. You can't judge. No, you can't judge me. Don't judge me, man. Don't judge me, man. Okay, but you know, I have repented. I've asked God to forgive me of all my sins because I know I'm a massive sinner and I need the redeeming work of Jesus Christ and the blood of Jesus Christ to wash me clean. So that whole process, I fully get. Now it's my turn. Because then, and then, and then means after you're done the one thing, you get to do the other. It's not even that complex. They've just watered down what Jesus had to say. Nobody quotes Luke 12:57. Nobody's quoting John 7:24. Don't judge according to appearance, but judge with righteous judgment. Notice that they don't quote that. They just try and quote Matthew 7, just the one part. Why? Because then they can sustain their sinfulness and not have to be concerned. Like, oh my goodness. This is the media, remember, media making everyone dumber in America, M-E-D-I-A. This is politicians. This is Hollywood, academia. It's all the same. It's just the same worldly system. It's like, listen, that's not what it says. If you want to go into what the scripture says, look at what Jesus said in verse 5. You hypocrite. First, take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye. Verse 6 doesn't say, but you'll never actually take the log out of your own eye, so forget it. It's like it doesn't say that. Oh, it's just, oh, blah. Okay, that's me going, blah, blah, right? Now look, that doesn't mean that I don't get judgy at times. I'm not even telling you. I confess it. I come before the Lord every day, not even partly, fully, on the fully. Oh, man, Lord, I'm so far away from being you. I want to be more like you. Help me to be more like you. I can't believe I judged this person. I can't believe I thought this about them. Can't believe I thought this. Can't believe that. Same thing that everybody else goes through. But if you're going through it and you're being honest, and you're allowing the Lord, or not allowing, you're making sure that you're confessing and acknowledging and saying, logs in my eyes, logs in my heart, logs in my mind, logs everywhere, I need help, I need help, I need help. There is a and then. You see what I'm saying? I just find John 7:24 to be the one that drives me the baddest. Jesus, like, judge ye righteous judgment. Jesus said not to judge. Have you read the Gospel of John ever? Have you read the Gospel of Luke ever? There's something called context. We use it all together so we can understand the fullness of Scripture. It was Satan that tried to use Scripture against Jesus by only using part of it. And how did Jesus respond? He said, it is also written. That is the biggest key for Christians, to understand it is also written. Which means there's more in the book. Use it all. That's what it means. Don't get me going down this road. You won't like where it goes. That's all I'm going to tell you. All right, we'll take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Most of my life.
there, it's Amazing Jennifer, and I am helping out the David Spoon Experience. As you may know, I basically run the KAAM radio station.
Amazing!
And Dr. Dave is looking for a few good people to join and become representatives, ambassadors, and stewards of this here radio ministry. Now, you may be thinking, well, I'd love to get involved, but I'm not very qualified for ministerial positions. Well, the truth is that because you are a child of our Heavenly Father, that you trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you seek to live by the power of the Holy Spirit, you have all you need to be a part of this ministry. But Jennifer, don't I need to be perfect? No. Just go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. Click on the three lines at the top right of the website, and then click on the Ambassadors Initiative link. Just fill out the form and we will reach out to you. But sorry, no parking tickets will be paid for you as an ambassador through this position. You are on your own with that.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1, Paul said, "Follow me as I follow Christ." What happens when he stops following Christ? You stop following him. And what about 2 Corinthians 2:14? "Not that we rule over your faith," Paul said. What? "Not that we rule over your faith." So this whole notion that there's this authority structure and that people have to obey, because if they don't obey in every nuance, they're going to be, you know, zapped or whatever. Ours was better. You know what our story was? Ken told the story about past congregations he had, how about people who disobeyed him and spoke evil about them, and how God killed them. That's what he told us. In fact, it was true that somebody out of the 110 people out of his three previous churches, we'll just leave that there. One person did die. Wow, one out of 110. They picked up a hitchhiker on their way to Flagstaff, Arizona. Hey, I pastored in Flagstaff. And the hitchhiker ended up killing the guy because the guy was a mental case. But Ken used that after his church was closed 15 years later, saying, "See?" What? But we were too dumb to know. So now you have the same guy that told us how to attack a Christian leader, telling us we can no longer attack Christian leaders unless he, the anointed of God, gives us permission. He's in charge, and we can't challenge him or question him. And, oh, by the way, if we talk about the anointed or touch the prophets of God, God will kill us, and he's him. So he's the one of the anointed, so we can't touch him. Even though none of that is scriptural, none of that is right, and all of that is wackadoodle. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Last trivia question, and we're going to roll right on top because I got one more teaching behind all this. Who, you guys should know this immediately, who was the brother of Moses? Before Al answers, it's not bro, Mo's bro. Okay, because I know that's coming. Exodus 4:14. Who was the brother of Mo? A couple of trivia questions these last couple of days are revolving around Momo. All right. Who was the brother of Mo? Who was that? Exodus 4:14. If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. You also text in 214-210-8483 as well. You can send an email to david@hemusincrease.org. We do get the emails. It comes on my Chromebook, so it comes in rather slowly. But that's not because of the email. It's because of the Chromebook. I'm just going to say, because this is a very old. I'd have to pay somebody to take this Chromebook. I could not. I'd have to pay. Would you please take this? Here's $10. That's its value. All right. Somebody ready to answer their trivia question? Are they on the line? Let's send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Gary. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Gary. How are you doing? How are you feeling?
About the same.
How's your situation? About the same?
About the same.
That's all right, Gary. That's why we pray. That's why we don't stop. I mean, that's the whole
point. Well,
there
has been some improvement in one area, but my health is about the same.
Okay. All right. A little bit of improvement in, like, the financial or just the structure of it all? Is it a little bit better?
Well, yeah, in the financial somewhat.
Okay. You don't have to share that. You can just, like, yeah, okay, that's cool. Well, we'll pray about that again, and we'll pray for your health. But first, you got to answer this really tough trivia question, okay? Okay. Here we go. Who was Moe's bro? Who was Moe's bro?
Aaron.
That is correct, but no!
Or in the movie, it was John Carradine. Have you ever seen the movie Ten Commandments?
Yes! That's just so funny. I didn't realize that was John Carradine, though. That's so good. See, now that is a brilliant trivia answer right there. That's brilliant, okay? You're talking about John Carradine. Wasn't that David Carradine's dad?
Yeah, that was David Carradine's dad.
Oh, my goodness. For those that remember Kung Fu, that's David Carradine. Snatch the pebble. Anyway, excellent job, my brother. Let me pray over you and pray the Lord bless you this weekend, okay?
Okay.
Let's do it. Father, we come before you right now. Love Gary, Lord. I just love my brother and just ask you to bless and encourage him. Lord, a little bit of help in one area, that's good, Lord, but we need more. And we're not trying to be greedy or anything. He just needs help in this area. He needs help in this financial realm, this structure of things. Just, Lord, please, in the name of Jesus, open up the blessings for Gary to have access. Allow him to get through and get past so he doesn't have to deal with so many things at one time. And Lord, we're not going to stop praying for his health, because this is in the palm of thy hand and thy hand alone. And so we ask you to bring healing power into Gary's body from the top to the bottom. Everything that's difficult, everything that's hard, everything that needs to be fixed or rebirthed. We ask for your power to be active in his life, that the Holy Spirit would move through his body in the name of Jesus Christ, and he would find freedom from the oppression he's going through. Financial, yes. Physical, absolutely. Bring the healing for him and let him have an absolutely excellent weekend, better than he's had in a long time. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you very much, and I'll continue to pray for all of you, and God bless you.
You too, brother. God bless you. All right, folks, let me just do this last little teaching, about 4 or 5 minutes long, but it's challenging, but that's okay. It's okay to go into the weekend challenged. I'm not chiding, I'm challenging, although chiding is okay too. This is called Finding Yourself, and then it's called Oops. Finding Yourself, Oops. Luke chapter 9, verse 21, through basically 21 and 22, all the way through 24. Jesus strictly warned them not to tell this to anyone. The Son of Man must suffer many things, he said. He must be rejected by the elders, chief priests, and scribes, and must be killed on the third day and be raised to life. Got that? Got that? Everybody there? Okay, just making sure everybody's there. By the way, what I'm about to read you is in Matthew chapter 10, 37 through 39, Matthew 16, 24 through 28, and also Mark 8, 34 through 38. Then Jesus said to all of them. So you get that? Then Jesus said to all of them. So Jesus told them, okay, I don't want you guys to tell anybody yet. The right time for the revelation will come. You'll know when. I'll take care of it. You'll understand. But the Son of Man must suffer many things. He must be rejected by the elders, chief priests, and scribes, and must be killed, and on the third day be raised to life. Then Jesus said to all of them, if anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it. And whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. Now, Jesus is teaching in Mark chapter 9, verse 21 through 24. He talks about the reality that he's going to suffer, be rejected, be killed, but then raised up. That's what we've been talking about. Deb and I had the text back and forth. Hey, it's Friday, but Sunday's coming, right? Then he turns to his disciples. He says to all of them, this isn't Jesus going, this is just for you guys. This is just for you three. This is just for you. He says to all of them, if anyone would come after me, I don't know a lot about English, but I think the word anyone has application to anyone. I don't know, maybe, all right? He says to them, if anyone would come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. Three things. Deny yourself. What do you mean deny yourself? Does that mean I don't eat food? No, it doesn't mean that you don't eat food. It means that your life is not about everything you want. Your life's not about everything you think you should have. Your life's not about I'm entitled because I'm this. That doesn't exist for Christians. The world is on a philosophical tear to make sure you understand. You got to find your purpose in life. One of your great purposes will be serving the government. That's exactly what the world teaches. Why? Because they want free labor. That's why. The scripture's clear. You want to be a Christian? Number one, deny yourself. You're not first. Seek first what? The kingdom of God. Where's the kingdom of God? Where God is king. Seek first the rule of God in your life. Take up your cross daily. How often are you supposed to take up your cross? I don't know. I still think the word daily means daily. I could be crazy. Daily Planet, you get the paper every day, that kind of thing. Well, take up your cross daily, which means you're not first every day. And then follow me. Follow you, Jesus. Didn't Jesus just say, I'm going to be rejected, killed, but on the third day I'm going to raise to life? Yeah. Literally just said all that. He says, follow me. You're going to follow that? Yep. Because if you want to save your life, you're going to lose it. If you lose it for the kingdom and for Jesus, you're going to save it. That's the key. Okay. Getting lost in Jesus, the right way to get lost. All right. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the truth station here in Texas, taking a 71 half-hour break. Then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then. Destroying everyone
and everything. The views expressed on the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.